You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, as the sun set in Minneapolis, Minnesota tonight, the estimates for the people protesting continued to grow. It hit 10,000 and then exceeded that number even in the dark. People were chanting Renee Nicole Good, which is the name of the 37-year-old woman and mother who was tragically and unjustly killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis earlier today. I'm not going to show the video again. I've showed it many times, but I do want to show you new footage that is emerging around the event that just blows up the entire narrative coming from MAGA, coming from ICE, Donald Trump himself, J.D. Vance. The propaganda machine is in full swing. And I just want to take a moment to say rest in peace to Renee Nicole Good. Everybody was chanting her name in a very, very, you know, heartfelt way. This event has become incredibly sad the more that we've learned. At first, it was shocking yet predictable. The reason I say both of those at the same time is because anybody with a rational brain could have telegraphed that ICE's recklessness and their brazen use of force throughout the past year would end in the death. And multiple deaths. I mean, multiple tragedies have occurred. ICE has cracked the ribs of 79-year-olds because they throw them to the ground. So this was predictable, but yet it was still shocking. The video, the screams, the car peeling off after because Renee Nicole Good was dead, all incredibly tragic. And the more we've learned, the more unjustifiable this shooting was. Let me just back up. Mehdi Hasan points out, as you listen to DHS and ICE offer their excuses and justifications for murdering an American mother in cold blood, a quickly forgotten reminder from Chicago, the city that I live and work in. During the Chicago Blitz campaign, Miramar Martinez, a U.S. citizen, was shot and wounded by Border Patrol on October 4th. Prosecutors initially indicted the 31-year-old on charges of assaulting a federal officer, but the case was eventually dismissed. It was a lie. He assaulted nobody, and text messages shared in federal court in Chicago show the agent appearing to brag about the shooting. Quote, "I fired 5 rounds and she had 7 holes," wrote Supervisory Board Patrol Agent Charles Exum. Put that in your book, boys. This is just so incredibly disgusting and disturbing. So these undertrained ICE agents are headed into areas to perform reckless deportations. They're stirring shit up. And of course, a murder or a death was going to happen eventually. The MAGA reaction has been awful, but let me just start off with some normal reactions. Senator Tina Smith said, quote, "A U.S. citizen has apparently been shot by ICE agents in Minneapolis. I'm gathering information, but the situation on the ground is volatile. ICE should leave now for everyone's safety. Please be safe, Minneapolis." And Stephen Miller, Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, who is spearheading the most extreme immigration policy, said, quote, "Democrats continue to lend aid and comfort to domestic terrorism." This was moments after it happened, moments after this happened, before we had clear footage or clear knowledge of the events. Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, everybody was out in full force calling her a, quote, domestic terrorist. This was a mother. This was an empathetic human being, somebody that Stephen Miller claims to represent, yet he's calling her a domestic terrorist moments after this happens. Tommy Vietor then responded to Stephen Miller and said, quote, "Renee Nicole Good, the woman shot and killed by an ICE agent, had a young son whose father died in 2023. According to the Star Tribune, quote, there's nobody else in his life, the boy's grandfather said. I'll drive, I'll fly to come get my grandchild. Yet Stephen Miller immediately plays politics. The American citizen killed by ICE was a mother. Her son is now an orphan. The father died in 2023. That's the cost of this administration's chaos. And what have we gotten? Are we safer? No, everybody feels more in danger. Is the economy doing better? No, unemployment is up. Nobody is benefiting from the aggressive, crass deportations performed. And in fact, it's just scaring the American population. As Micah points out, new footage, ice shooting victim shown waving ice vehicles through prior to being murdered. The more information we get, the more the government narrative collapses. I'm going to play this video for you. But as it plays, Renee Nicole Good was literally just waving vehicles past, probably trying to turn around. You can reasonably assume she was trying to turn around. She wasn't even a protester, according to reports. And then the ICE agents surround her vehicle. I mean, look it. There were stickers on the back of her car. There are reports that there were stuffed animals in the drawer, or sorry, the glove compartment of her car. Just genuinely a normal person, a mother. And the administration is trying to spin this as domestic terrorism. I mean, this makes it even more clear. The footage clearly shows Renee Nicole Good trying to wave the ICE agent's car ahead, which completely undermines DHS's narrative that she intended to, quote, kill the ICE agent. This zoomed out footage, which is also in slow motion, shows Renee Nicole Good waving it ahead, as if she's trying to turn around, not trying to harm anybody. Intent really does matter here. The intent of the person really does matter. And this is where the infamous video begins. Usurp the Chef points out, this is the despicable ICE agent that murdered Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis today, walking away from the scene of the crime. Again, the more footage that we get, the more that it undermines their narrative. This directly contradicts the president of the United States, who said this guy was in the hospital. Of course, masked ICE agents. They're all masked. They're all, like, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do I see, like, 8 cars for Renee Nicole Good? Again, the more we learn, the worse it gets. Then CNN interviews the Minneapolis police chief, Brian O'Hara, and he immediately contradicts Trump in the interview. Take a listen.
The breaking news from Minneapolis, the police chief Brian O'Hara moments ago telling us that the only person injured on the scene of the shooting today was the victim.
I was very specific about asking if anyone else was injured, and at the time I was told that it was only the woman. So I don't know anything further.
He, of course, is the chief of police. That account does contradict the narrative coming from the White House. President Trump says that it is hard to believe that the agent involved is alive, but is now recovering in the hospital. We do know the agent is not in the hospital at this time.
I'm sorry, nothing about this is funny, obviously, but it's just so incredibly absurd how dumb they think we are. Since the moment this administration got into office, they have been trying to suppress dissent in any way they can, whether it's attacking the media so the media doesn't cover them, so CBS bends a knee, whether it's attacking colleges so colleges can't produce students that think critically and can think, wait a minute, this is bullshit, whether it's attacking law firms. All of the above, they are trying to squash dissent, but we're not dumb. When Donald Trump says it's hard to believe he's alive, we have video footage. That's the reason why a massive crowd is breaking out in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Even after the sun has set, even after it's dark, the crowd continues to grow because people are sick of this bullshit. People do not believe what this administration is selling. And a year into it, this is only going to hurt the popularity of Trump. And just to back up, it's sad that we even have to make this political. When I opened my Twitter earlier, it was immediately a spin fest from MAGA. It was immediately a political battleground where MAGA was trying to spin the narrative in their favor, pull the wool over the eyes of the average American. Elon Musk's Twitter is, of course, an amplifier of all sorts of conspiracies and disinformation. So I saw videos with millions and millions of views that were just misrepresenting the entire situation. And we had to make sure that we push back. As this administration continues to suppress dissent, we are the variable they did not think of. We will continue to push back against these lies on a daily basis. Minneapolis, Minnesota will continue to push back. I just want to remind you guys some context. The impetus of this was the Nick Shirley video where he goes around from daycare to daycare. After that happened, there was a surge of ICE into Minneapolis, Minnesota that led to this tragedy. Minneapolis cannot get a break from the Trump administration. It is sickening. Rest in peace to Renee Nicole Good. Love you all.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.